Hey, folks, thanks for coming. I know there's a great keynote going on now, too, so I'm really happy to see everybody here. For those who just came in, we're going to be doing a Spanish. I'm going to be asking the questions in English because I'm an American and I only speak one language, I'm sorry to say. So I'll be asking the questions of my panelists in English, but they will be answering in Spanish. So if you want to hear their responses, please come up here and get a headset. Tomas is going to translate in real time. And actually, both Javier and Marta are, so they speak English with what I think is great facility. But because this is the Mexican Manifesto, and we're talking about what the government of Mexico and the University of Monterrey are doing in the area of usability and accessibility, we thought it was only right that they speak about it in the language that's most accessible to them, which is Spanish. So so they'll be talking in Spanish. The headsets are here. They're already tuned to channel one, and Tomas is going to be translating in real time. When we went to Mexico to work on the Mexican Manifesto in July of last year, all of the sessions had these headsets, and we were because we had people participating from Brazil, from Chile, from Mexico, from Spain, from the United States, and so that was my first experience with using these things. And you know, it's kind of neat. After a while, you feel like you're at the UN or something. So don't be intimidated by the machinery. It's really once you get the headset in, it's very easy to follow what's going on, and it's kind of nice. You have the soothing voice in your ear telling you what they're saying. I don't think you should hear any. They don't hear anything yet. You're not transmitting. Is there anyone in the room? This is a completely peripheral question. Is there anyone in the room who is under the age of 21? Because when we finish, and in celebration of the manifesto, we have some Don Julio tequila here for everyone to have. So I wasn't going to announce that if there were any youngsters in the room, but since we're all mature, able-bodied drinkers. Y'all who just came in, you might want to get a headset because Marta and Javier will be speaking much of the time in Spanish. And so what we have translation, so you might want to come up here and get one of these headsets. It's already tuned to channel one. Did we figure out that it was working or not? Oh, well, then you'll have to leave the room, Tomas. It's channel one. Does everybody have a headset? Who wants a headset? Okay, well, it's 2 o'clock now. Does everyone have a headset who wants to hear the Spanish language translated to English? Does everyone have a headset? Then we'll get started. Hi there. If you want to hear my speakers who speak in Spanish translated, we have headsets up here to for you to listen to that. And then maybe y'all, South by Southwest folks, can catch anybody else who comes in the room. Well, thanks again for being here, y'all. It's really, really great to see this interest, especially right in the middle of the keynote talk. Although I don't think this keynote talk is going to be quite as controversial as the, what was it, day before yesterday, that was something else. Yeah. My name is Sharon Rush. I work for an organization here in Austin, Texas called Nobility, and we work with disabilities, technology, and making sure that people with disabilities have access to technology in schools, on the job, entertainment, everywhere, and just as it should be, the World Wide Web, accessible to everyone. And last year in July, I was invited to the University of Mexico in Monterrey to participate in a conference that they called Usability and Accessibility for the Web. And there were people invited from all over the world to talk about what they were doing and how we could work together to improve the accessibility and usability of the web. At the time that I was invited, what I didn't realize is how serious the people at the university and in the Nuevo León government were about this issue. And so when we got the six of us, and this is a picture of the six of us who were invited, and some of the local, our local hosts, when we assembled, we had a day where we spent with our hosts where we went through and critiqued some work that they had been working on for months, that their intention was to issue it at the end of the conference as the manifesto on usability and accessibility. And it was very, very exciting and gratifying work. And I thought that South by Southwest would be a great place for the people who made that happen to come and share the work that they've done. So I invited Marta Del Rio and Javier Hernandez from the university, Marta, and from the Nuevo León government, and they agreed to come to South by Southwest and talk about their work. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For
and we've formalized our questions somewhat because of the need for translation, but we also want to invite you at any point to go ahead and ask questions. We have translation, as you know, and I'll start by asking Javier, who is Javier's position is at Nuevo León. Why don't you tell us a little more, Javier, about yourself, your job, and your background that you brought to the project?
Bueno, mi nombre es Javier Hernández. Tengo 4 años trabajando para el gobierno del estado de Nuevo León. Tengo alrededor de 13 años trabajando en el sector de telecomunicaciones y hace 4 años comencé a trabajar en el sector público. Estoy en un área que es un área central del gobierno del estado, donde las funciones principales es el mantenimiento de los portales gubernamentales. Son 90 agencias que participan dentro del gobierno del estado, todas ellas concentradas en un solo portal de gobierno, donde también, además de brindar información, manejamos trámites y servicios al ciudadano y la atención y el cumplimiento de transparencia. Básicamente mi posición es el director de proyectos e internet, todo lo que tiene que ver con proyectos de gobierno electrónico y la cuestión de internet, proyectos relacionados con el ciudadano. Creo que no escuchan algunos.
Can you hear, you can hear Javier, but you can't hear the translator? Indeed, and that was our goal, was to make it as accessible as possible. And if the technology doesn't work, Oh, so if this was not as loud, is that what you're saying? So can you turn your volume up, Tomas, was the question?
If we talk without microphones, then you can talk louder.
Mine. No, because you're that one's not live. You can have mine. So they're going to turn number two on. Okay, then Marta, the same question for you. You want to tell us a little bit about
Javier's?
I can remember. 14 años en el gobierno y estoy a cargo de todo lo que tiene que ver con electrónica en el gobierno de Nuevo León. Proyectos.
Proyectos relacionados
Projects con, relating to.
Proyectos relacionados con
Projects relating to technology.
Y internet.
And internet.
Servicios al ciudadano.
Citizen services.
Todo lo que son de gobierno.
Everything that has to do with the government's presence in electronic form.
I'll try to speak in English. My English is not very good, but I'll give it a try. I work at the University of Monterrey. I am the director of the graduate programs of engineering and design. And we have a program that is specially designed for usability issues. And that's mainly what I do.
So then tell us what exactly is, well, I call it the Mexican Manifesto. Y'all are still calling it the Nuevo León Manifesto, and I guess we'll find out why that, but what was the goal and what was the point of it?
Okay, it started as an initiative. We don't have any legislation in Mexico for usability and accessibility, much less for internet. So our state government is very, very concerned with these issues. When we first approached them, it was because they were all already doing the Observatorio Ciudadano.
Citizen Ombudsman, Watchdog.
It's a council.
A council.
It's as a council.
Yes. In which they talk about usability issues for the Nuevo León portal. So when we approached them and suggested this manifesto, they were open and they really were a great support.
This council, the Citizens Council,
está formado por
is made up by experts,
funcionarios de gobierno,
government officers,
y especialistas o no especialistas,
and specialists and non-specialists as well,
que tienen relación
that are have a direct relationship to the internet.
La función principal de
the main function of the council
es procurar
is to
mejorar la calidad
attempt
de la
to try to improve the quality of the information
de los trámites y servicios que ofrecen por parte del gobierno
regarding access to services and to being able to take care of a government business that is offered through the government through the government portal.
En México, en lo general, existe una
in Mexico, in general, there exists
una gran cantidad de
a great amount of polling,
rankings
relacionados
con, con portales gubernamentales
that have to do with the quality of government portals.
Y se ha estado mezclando, la calidad de los portales con
they've been mixing up the quality of the portals and with meeting what some of the laws regarding transparency and accessibility, the transparency to open government that that has been in, that does exist in legislation.
Esta ley tiene aproximadamente 4 o 5 años.
This law has only been in effect 4 or 5 years.
Y en el seno de este concepto,
and at the heart of this council, of this citizens council,
se buscó el tratar
we were searching to how to improve the quality of the portal. And we started 3 years ago having an initial meeting where what we did was to concentrate the administrators, the webmasters for government portals, as is my case.
In Mexico,
there are 32 states.
Los convocamos a una primera reunión.
We brought him into a meeting and we talked about
acerca de estos rankings,
these rankings, some of the results of these polls and what had come to light as a result of them.
El objetivo era encontrar un punto medio.
The goal was to find a mid ground and to try to determine that everybody was measuring the same apples and oranges.
So then when it came down to actually writing the manifesto and creating the manifesto, I know when we got there for the conference, there was quite a bit of work that had already been done.
The second meeting, which coincided with that seminar you're talking about, was the first seminar where we actually started to write the manifesto. The difference between the Mexican manifesto and the concept of the Nuevo León manifesto is because it got started as an initiative. There are 10 key points that we're trying to address. And basically, we couldn't state it as the Mexican manifesto when it was something that was being initiated by the state of Nuevo León and where we could take action on. Because initially the Nuevo León manifesto was a local initiative that was trying to focus initially on our problems and then gave diffusion to that to the countrywide. What the manifesto means is the 10 key points that the government officials from that are in the business of administration of government portals are trying to meet through our portals in order that our portals are usable websites and easy to use websites. What we're seeing there are the 10 key points.
But I'm going to read them because it's hard to see. So the 10 points, and it was funny to me that we got there the day that we were working and editing and advising. We got there and there were 7 points. And we're talking about clarity and ease of use. And when we left, there were 10 points. But the group felt that some of them had been, you know, were not clear enough on their own and needed to be separated out. So everyone likes the number 10. So we ended up with this commitment to ensure the democratic access to government information and services by everyone, including users with disabilities, by embracing W3C recommendations, to facilitate the creation, archival, and management of information with systems that are accessible, to ensure that information and services are easy to find, discover, and use, following the best practices in web design and development, to ensure the transparency of public information and specifically information on the use of public resources, to facilitate and promote citizen participation in government decisions, as well as collaboration between governments. And that was the municipalities, the state governments, and the federal government. I thought that one was brilliant. To promote the convergence of systems in the national, state, and local level so that users can navigate between them without barriers, to take full advantage of information technologies to better serve citizens, to make content easy for everyone to understand by following...
It's a Lenguaje Ciudadano is a government, a Mexican government initiative whereby all official communications are put forth in a language that is easily accessible to the John Q public.
I loved that one. I love that idea. To promote the ideals and concepts expressed in the manifesto and to continuously improve the methodologies referred to in this document. So that is basically what the manifesto said. Who created the manifesto? So you had that background, and then you invited these people to the conference. And how did you decide who to invite and how to have what you needed on your team?
The first draft was done by Lisa Seves and me, and when we submitted it to the Nuevo León state government, they included experts of their own, and they totally changed it. And we had a second draft, and when we decided to invite the working group, again, it was totally changed, as Sharon told us. Mainly, the first person we invited was Lou Rosenfeld, because information architecture was a central point in government websites, and many of the information is
spread out.
Some in the state government, other in the municipal government, and law cannot tells the municipal government it's independent and does not have to abide to the state.
Something similar to what happens in the United States, where you have state law and states' rights, and people have. And the state is not subject to what the federal government is saying to a lot of degree. That is also true within the state of Nuevo León, in as far as that the state of Nuevo León cannot actually dictate exactly what each municipality does locally. So the whole point had to be based on collaboration.
Yes. Well, that was me. So Lou Rosenfeld was the first person to be invited. Then we chose Paulo Saavedra because he was the one who designed the guides for the Chilean government portals. So he had a lot of experience, and in Latin America, Chile is number one place in disability and accessibility. Mexico is second. Then we invited Javier Velasco, who was part of the Yahoo Research Center in Chile. We invited Marcelo Barbosa from Brazil, who had worked with government portals too. We invited Sharon Rush, Mobility for accessibility, and Sara Sierengua from Michigan University, who had also done a great research on accessibility. And we invited Salome Flores. Could you put the Lenguaje Ciudadano on the screen?
Slide.
Do we have
a slide
for that? No. But it's on the web.
Okay. That's the citizen language stuff that was so incredible to me. That they actually had requirements that government documents are written in language that everyone can understand.
And finally, we included Luisa Seves, who is one of the experts on disability and accessibility, and he happens to work at the university. So that's how we chose the members.
Well, it was an incredible group. We never met no one had met each other before, and yet the collaborative spirit that was really fostered by this, by the Nuevo León folks and by you guys at the university was really it was remarkable, and it was a great place to work. So,
Did you find it?
Yes.
There's
some information
on the web.
Okay. So we'll post it as a follow-up. So what is the current situation now So we had the conference. We wrote the manifesto. We issued the manifesto. Everyone signed it, and then everyone was invited to sign.
We were talking about that right now. We were talking about the situation that the state government cannot create a document or a manifesto and impose it either on the federal government or on the municipalities, on local governments. So basically, what we tried to do was, based on that committee, on this group, this consultation group that we had put together that drafted this, these eight experts that we had invited to our seminar, we came up with a draft and shared it with the different state governments in order to incorporate them. You know, the whole point was to include them, to make them sign on as onto the manifesto. At this time, 23 of the 32 states have adhered to it, as have three different municipalities.
Y teníamos a tres o cuatro estados también participando en el seminario, pero lo que no tenían el poder para poder.
There were three or four additional states that also participated in the seminar, but the officials that were representing those states were not empowered to be able to sign and commit their state governments to adhere to this. This is the manifesto. This is the what was published in the papers, in the newspapers, that was during the event. There's the initial introduction. In green, it shows what the 10 commitments that we were adhering to. And then there's a list of the names of the different states and municipalities that signed on, and the signatures to the right of the people that represented each of those either states or municipalities. The people that were members of that council that consulted on it, the people that promoted this, that's to say the experts, and as witnesses, the different government organizations or the University of Monterrey and entities that witnessed this and signed on to it as well. From left to right, it's the government council in charge of improving the state's portals of the state of Nuevo León. Then the next one was the federal government's the office of the president's Internet Accessibility Council. The next one was the University of Monterrey. AMIPSI, which is the Mexican Association of Internet. And the next one is a magazine called Digital Policy.
I remember at the end, we all were so excited to see that level of commitment. And I think it was Lou or maybe Paulo said, okay, but what's going to be really interesting is what happens next. You know, now we've made the commitment. And so what has happened as a result and what actions have resulted?
Sí. No queríamos que se quedaran buenas intenciones.
We did not want this to just stay as good intentions.
Entonces,
we wanted follow through.
Por parte de la universidad,
so the University of Monterrey,
lo primero que queremos es hacer extensivo esto no solo al gobierno.
The first thing that we decided we wanted to do was to make this extensive and open, not just to governments,
pero a las empresas y la comunidad,
but to corporations and in general to the community as a whole.
Hemos estado este año muchas capacitaciones.
We have been doing a lot of trainings to all the different publics that we see.
Muchos talleres,
a lot of workshops.
Y nos hemos encontrado que la
and
gente
we have found that people
está muy interesada,
are very interested.
Y el, no lo hacían, o no lo utilizaban,
and they had not done this. I mean, they had not actually implemented this in their websites because they didn't have the knowledge of how to do that.
Al mismo tiempo,
at the same time,
el gobierno,
the government
ayudó a la creación,
of Nuevo León,
el gobierno de Nuevo León
assisted in the creation
de la organización UA Web,
of an organization called UA Web,
que también promueve,
which means usability and accessibility web, which is also in the business of promoting usability and accessibility of the web.
Y a la vez nosotros incorporamos tanto los programas de licenciatura como los de posgrado.
We incorporated into the curricula of both the undergraduate and graduate programs at the University of Monterrey.
Temas de usabilidad.
Themes, the subjects of regarding usability.
Para los programas de tecnología de información.
In every program that has to do with technology of information.
Bueno, algo que bueno, Marta lo comentaba.
Marta was talking about this.
A partir del de la conclusión de este seminario.
As of the end of that seminar, which was a two-day, international seminar.
Por conociendo también que los gobiernos son.
Acknowledging the fact that governments don't move very fast.
Exactly. Okay.
Even in Mexico.
All right. Exactly.
There's a saying in Mexico that says, "En palacio las cosas van despacio." At the palace, things don't move too quick.
Bueno, conociendo que las cosas se mueven despacio.
Being aware that things don't move very quickly. And the government, and you know, governments have a finite term. And the current governor's term in the state of Nuevo León only has 2 years left. Actually, there will be a change in the executive powers of the state of Nuevo León in 2009. Aware of this and the magnitude of what we had, we created a non-profit organization that would do the follow to the charged with following up on the manifesto's intentions.
Hay que dejar claro cuál es la diferencia de este manifiesto. Hay iniciativas.
We must leave clear that the manifesto has a lot of initiatives both regarding usability and regarding accessibility.
Pero lo que buscamos con este manifiesto,
but the key thing that the manifesto pursues
was
to join both initiatives regarding usability and accessibility into a single document.
Esa es la grandeza de este documento.
That's what makes this document great.
Y parte de las funciones que ahora,
part
a través
of the
de
functions
esta asociación civil buscamos,
that this nonprofit
es que
now pursues
efectivamente
is
un gran
to
interés por
actually
el gobierno de los estados
be
por
able, you know, we have found that state governments and have a lot of interest in working in joining the initiatives in order to improve their portals.
En noviembre tuvimos,
last November we
una
had
primera charla con
a first talk
civil,
with this nonprofit. Javier Velasco represented it, and Pablo Saavedra was a participant as well. We've been having different workshops and different taught different courses on it. And what we have found is that it is not an easy task to have governments be able to comply with all 10 points that the manifesto includes.
So
the big job is, first of all, to provide the knowledge to the people that are directly responsible regarding usability and regarding accessibility. We hope to be able to have a group of between 120 and 150 people that have been trained and certified by next November that will be able to do follow-up for this manifesto. And also, obviously, we've been training people not just in government but also in the private sector with the support of the academics at the university.
By the way, all the workshops and presentations and Lou Rosenfeld's, Pablo Saavedra's, can be found at SlideShare.
And how would they find it? They would look for UAWeb.
Yes.
UAWeb 2007. Yeah, I remember when Emiliano, who was from the federal government, Emilio, he was very clear about the fact that he thought this was very good timing because so many of the municipalities were building websites for the first time, and that by getting this built in as a basic principle, was really very important. And I noticed in the manifesto we mentioned the W3C, and it occurred to me yesterday when I was at the WASP meeting that the Web Standards Project, that might also be a really good place to look for international collaboration. And I wondered if you wanted to comment about how the collaboration with Chile and the other nations and the other countries experience has helped and might continue to help in the future.
Basically, some people reached out to us
De Chile,
from two countries through initiatives. First, from Chile.
Universidad.
de Chile.
It was the University of Chile.
Que básicamente está ahí Javier Velasco.
That's where Javier Velasco is based out of. They were some of the first ones with whom, from whom we reached some commitments with them in order to be able to take this international.
Y también con, en España,
and also from Spain, we've been working with
una fundación que
a foundation.
La Fundación de Información y Comunicaciones, el Centro, el Centro Tecnológico de Información y Comunicaciones.
The Technological Center of Information and Communication.
Exacto. Con ellos dos, with those two entities, we've been working temas como usabilidad,
in
como
regarding usability and regarding accessibility. Other people have approached us.
Pompeu Fabre.
Pompeu Fabre.
Manchester
University has reached out to us even last week. I mean, these are people who have gotten wind of the manifesto and have raised inquiries with us regarding their possible participation in it.
And adoption, I think. Spain, that fellow who was there from Spain was very interested in the process and maybe using that, something like that, in his own country.
Something that has been suggested to us is to call this a Latin American manifesto.
Para Latinoamérica y España.
Okay. Also including Spain, Iberoamericano, which means would include the Spain section.
You know, I have a few more questions that we talked about, citizen language and some of the difficulties, but I feel like we've covered that, and maybe people here have some questions that they'd like to ask Javier and Marta. And there's Dodie, you go right ahead. And there's a microphone there if you want to use it, or you just shout it out.
We have one last issue that's what's next.
Right.
Because we are trying to promote a law. So this won't stay in just good intentions, but it's enforced. But for that, we need first to have all states signing. We're doing this in November.
Sure.
We have a commercial.
Legislative initiative.
So what is next is grappling with the legal issues, you think? And for that, we have another conference coming up in November in Monterrey. Keynote speaker is Jesse James Garrett. And now we'll take your questions. Dodie, let's hear it.
The UN ranks. UN has a ranking for portals.
Which is really funny because the UN website is not very usable. but they rank everybody else. The US federal government, do you know?
Well, I'll tell you.
Marta will research it and let us know.
Check it out.
Another question. Okay. Did you use any United States models?
Not United States government models per se, but most of the information we use was from Americans, Lou Rosenfeld, Jesse James Garrett, Christina Wuske. I mean, we've read the books.
It was funny.
O sea, el manifiesto.
The manifesto
salió,
came out.
No estuvo planeado como
it
tal.
Was not planned, decir, as such.
Como comentaba ahorita Sharon,
as Sharon was saying,
empezamos con siete
we started
puntos,
with, you know, there were seven
puntos,
themes we wanted. There
was,
came
ellos,
a point where we
si
got
no
to 15.
If
my memory doesn't
punto,
fail me, the third point
where de sistemas, de
we
hecho,
talk about systems.
Una
in fact,
panel
this morning there was
CMS.
A panel talking about CMS.
Entonces, no, hablamos de todo,
we spoke about it.
Y al final llegamos
and
a esta
at the
conclusion,
end, we
no
came to this conclusion.
Modelo,
but we didn't come up with a model. I mean,
ciudadano,
this, the our goals are written out not in fancy talk, but in plain language.
Y lo que buscamos es que quede
and what
claro.
We're trying
lo que
to
sí,
achieve
lo que
is
sí hemos
to make things clear.
Dado cuenta es que
what we have noticed
en México hace falta
is that in Mexico,
capacitación.
There is a need of training.
Estas dos, palabras, usabilidad
these two words,
accesibilidad,
usability and accessibility,
no son palabras conocidas,
are
es
not
algo muy
words that people commonly understand. They don't know them.
Y lo que buscamos es
and what we're trying is that we're trying to professionalize this, the people that work
no solo en el gobierno,
not just
sino
in government,
privada,
but also
casos
in the private
similares.
Sector and in many other cases.
Y otra de las barreras que ha tenido
another of the barriers that the manifesto has
es que
found
no existe una legislación
is that there is no legislation regarding usability or accessibility.
Parte de los siguientes pasos que buscamos
some of the next steps that we think we're going to take
tratar de conseguir para noviembre una iniciativa de ley
to try
que
to promote a legislative initiative
de tener una legislación sobre usabilidad
that would,
para los hospitales.
That would actually create a law regarding accessibility and usability at the federal level, a nivel federal,
al menos en el gobierno de estado.
Well, at this point, we are promoting that legislative initiative in the Nuevo León government.
Pero sabemos que la van a adoptar. Así
but the people from Nuevo León tend to think that if Nuevo León takes the initiative, everybody will follow.
Well, and that was what we were pretty, to the second part of your question is, what did I learn that could be applied in the United States? It was that spirit of cooperation. You know, here we are in the U.S., 16 states have adopted accessibility laws. They're all different. Section 508 is different. You know, the idea that they would have this manifesto, they would all agree, they would all make a commitment to one standard, to me, was terrific. And the other thing that I really liked was the introduction of the plain language into the whole mix. So you've got usability, accessibility, and I mean, we're talking about it as plain language, but when we talked about it when Salome introduced it to us, it was called citizen language. You want the citizens to be able to understand the proclamations of their governments and the things that are on the websites. And to me, I mean, right now I'm just getting all goosebumps because I just think, and then the fact that it was called the manifesto, because it was like, you know, like channel your inner Che Guevara here. We're going to change things, and we're going to change them in a great big way. By having all the states, all the municipalities, all the federal governments start with the same set of principles and do this. It was really exciting. Yeah. To the next slide. Oh, to the text of the.
Algo muy curioso.
Something that was quite.
Nosotros hemos sido promotores de este manifiesto
de
usabilidad y accesibilidad. No vengo a hacer un
comercial
de la página de gobierno.
We're not making a commercial for the government, but we just want to.
Tenemos dos años tratando de mejorar nuestro portal.
Trying to improve our portal for 2 years.
Algo bastante
but there are things that are quite complex. For instance,
el nombre no es nada
the name
usable.
Is not
el gobierno del estado de Nuevo León se llama Nuevo León.
The name
y el URL, si ustedes se fijan, dice NL.
The name of the site, if you can see it, is Gobierno del Estado de Nuevo León, the government of the state of Nuevo León. And then if you look at our URL, it's NL.
Ese es el primero de los detalles.
That's the first
tenemos
problem.
Más de 6,000 páginas
we have over 6,000 pages
en
of content
en lo que es el administrador, el CMS.
Within the CMS administrator.
Y con la mano les cuento las páginas
and
que
with
son
the hand, I can count how many pages
standards.
Are compatible with all the standards
esto
that are established.
Porque tenemos una comunidad
that's
dentro
because
del gobierno,
we have a community within government.
Personas
we have over 250 people
están actualizando esta información,
that are constantly updating information.
Parece risa, pero
and it seems almost laughable.
Mejoramos el código,
but we have improved on the code. And you know
mejoran,
what? 10 minutes later, somebody's come in and has updated their content. And we're back to the problems of accessibility and usability.
Entonces, la tarea de,
so
dentro del gobierno,
one of the,
de la,
one of the
de
problems,
civil,
one of the things that we have to do through our nonprofit
a
is
gentes,
to be able to professionalize our graphic designers, the people that are writing code,
y a los webmasters de cada
and the webmasters
agencias,
of each agency.
Agencias.
We have over 90 agencies that we have coordinated.
Entonces, sí ha sido difícil para
so
nosotros.
It's been a task. It's been a task for us.
More questions.
Primero, gracias y bienvenidos.
First, thanks and welcome.
Mi familia era de Monterrey y Agujita. So, hello. And my family is from Monterrey in a little small town called Agujita. And what I want to know is you've been talking a lot about the government side of things, but can have you seen changes on the ground, you know, on the ground level with the people? And when you talk about accessibility, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is like free internet access in libraries. Well, how do you do that in a small town, you know, like from where my family's from? And also just, you know, and have you seen, is it affecting the ground level and how has it been affecting, you know, people? So not just on the government side.
Bueno, la respuesta del gobierno,
the government's
sin
answer,
ser el punto de vista de gobierno,
and that's not necessarily the government's point of
primero
view.
Que nada, los
first,
talleres que hemos comentado,
the workshops
que se han estado
we talked about that have been organized
han sido talleres
have been workshops
donde lo que primeramente where era gente de gobierno.
First, the people who went to these were first mostly people from the government entities.
Pero el día de hoy,
but
este,
today,
ya tenemos gente de
we have incorporated people from the newspapers, from the press,
casas diseñadoras,
from people that are graphic designers, web designers,
de academia, de
people from,
pequeños,
from the academic field. We have people,
personas,
you know,
la gente se smaller, motivar, no?
Smaller
por estos
private
temas.
Sector entities that have as few as 3 and 5 people staff. And people are starting to get interested in the theme, in the subject.
Y con respecto a los lugares públicos,
and regarding access in a public
internet,
place for the use of the net,
nosotros lo que tenemos es,
what we
nosotros
have
como gobierno,
as the government
provisto,
of Nuevo León, we have provided
cerca de 100
connectivity, 100 hectares, which is roughly the equivalent of 400 acres.
Okay. Son 450 hectáreas las que se tienen
we have,
implementadas de servicio inalámbrico gratuito.
We have set up a total of over 1,500 acres of free internet access.
Si ustedes han escuchado hablar de Parque Fundidora, del Paseo
you've heard
Santa Lucía,
of Parque Fundidora
Plaza,
in Monterey, the Paseo de Santa Lucía, those are all different areas in the city of Monterrey where there's free access to anybody with a wireless.
Pero como ustedes saben,
but as you know,
el éxito de las ciudades digitales,
the success of
no
a digital city hasn't quite happened because we need to be able to offer the services. So that's the work we're doing, improving the services, being able to provide additional services at no cost. In addition, at this point, we're talking right now only about the efforts that we're making regarding usability and accessibility. But in addition to this, there is the federal government has its own initiative, its own effort, and they're trying. At this point, the federal government has an initiative whereby they are trying to provide connectivity in every elementary school in the country. And not just in schools. They're also providing public access kiosks. That's the part of the concept that they're building on. So this kind of complements the efforts that we're making, that we're doing right now.
El porcentaje de penetración del uso de internet en México ha pasado en el último año de un 20 a un 22%. Entonces,
we have statistics that show that in the last year, the access to internet in Mexico has increased from a level of 20% of the population to approximately 22%.
Es muy bajo,
it's very low.
Muy difícil, muy
but and it's a hard road to toil.
There's another question.
Hola. Thanks. This is great. I have to apologize. I came in about 15 minutes late, and so I hope I didn't miss something at the beginning. But I was curious. It seems like the nonprofit is almost like the glue that might be holding this together for the future. And if that is true, how much was that a conscious decision when you were planning this as opposed to it just kind of happened?
La asociación civil parece ser que es como quien dice el pegamento. Parece ser que es como quien dice el pegamento que está manteniendo esta iniciativa vigente. ¿Hasta qué grado fue una decisión consciente la creación de esa asociación civil que para que siga empujando el concepto y hasta qué grado fue accidente.
Accidente no fue.
It was not an accident.
Accidente no fue. Sabíamos que las iniciativas de las personas que hemos participado en el manifiesto
that the initiatives of the people that are participating in the development of the manifesto had a finite end.
Y esta asociación civil,
and so our non-profit,
es el camino para poder
we
hacer
decided
acciones,
was the road that would let us get
manos,
there.
10 personas, a lo mucho,
but let me tell you, with the number of that non-profit is actually, I'd say I can count the participants in the fingers of my two hands.
Wow. Entonces,
that are actively involved in it.
De hecho, aquí se puede apreciar un poquito los nombres.
You here, you can see the name of the people as the promotores. Basically, there's eight names there. Eight or nine people.
Que dividimos nuestro tiempo,
and we've been contributing our time. We've been taking
time
out of our other work. This is the only
initiative
that there is. This is the only initiative there is in Mexico that is promoting both usability and accessibility concepts.
También es prudente mencionar
also,
que existe otra
we should also mention
civil,
that there's another
non-profit. Centro de Estudios de Usabilidad,
it's called the Center of Studies of Usability, CEUS.
Es un centro específicamente centrado en lo que es usabilidad.
Regarding their focus solely towards usability.
Muchas gracias.
Any other questions? Kathy.
I'm Kathy Keller, and I work for Texas Parks and Wildlife, so I work for a state agency, and I'm the accessibility administrator. I'm very interested in how you funded your education, your training programs, because it's a huge initiative.
¿Cómo fundaron?
Is always a question.
Yo creo que es una mezcla de los expertos que invitamos, es decir, estos talleres, los talleres que realizamos como asociación civil,
the workshops that
y que organizamos como organizaciones, es decir, tanto la Universidad de Monterrey como el propio gobierno, obviamente traemos expertos. Los dos últimos talleres han sido gente que hemos traído de Chile,
we brought people from
donde
Chile,
ya traen una formación y una
people
especialización.
That are already formed, they're already specialized, they're already trained.
Y los temarios
and,
de los
and
cursos
the
que se dan
son
revisados por académicos,
are checked by academics,
y por la parte de gobierno,
and by the government
las cosas
as well.
Que pues sí, están muy elevadas acá
some
arriba,
very,
pero la realidad
high
es que se implementan de esta forma en gobierno.
Is
that son
we're
cuestiones
implementing
muy
at the lower level. We're going to very tactical, very basic implementations.
So if I get this correctly, you're saying that you started with the universities for training at the university level. What about training for your no, not at the university.
Comenzamos, es lo que decía hace rato, comenzamos educando a los gobiernos. En la comunidad
we started,
gobierno del estado somos cerca de 220 personas.
I mean, within the government community, we have to reach out to 250 people that have to be trained.
Solo en el gobierno del estado.
Just within state government.
Sí. Y lo que hemos visto es que estas personas han ido,
people,
algunas se han ido apartando de las capacitaciones, pero se nos han venido tanto académicos
but
como iniciativa privada, prensa,
both from the university media, from the university, from the media, from the private sector.
But many of the work is pro bono. That's the key. Working at a state agency and being very aware of the need for training for state employees because we've adopted Section 508 standards for accessibility, and we rely on people like Sharon and Nobility to help us because they have programs, three programs during the year. But if we didn't have that, where we could go and get our training, our state government is not, they're not stepping up to the plate to meet the need. They're trying, but they don't have the funding for it either. So I was very curious if you could advise on how you can get the community of experts behind you to do something like that.
Sí, lo que hacemos
what
es, básicamente, creamos un proceso.
We've created, how to say this, a process.
Digamos, que una formación para que al término de 3 a 5 talleres aproximadamente la persona que salga certificada de parte nuestra es una persona que puede planear un proyecto de implementación o de desarrollo de portal,
y va a ir avanzando con diferentes capacitaciones
como lo que es arquitectura de información, el manejo de código, de capas de estilo,
regarding
diseño gráfico,
regarding web design, regarding interfaces, regarding web design,
hasta obtener la formación para escribir
all the way to the point where we feel that that person could be ready to write content
and start.
And once they've completed those 3 to 5 sessions, that person could be, we think, in a position to actually start from scratch and write an accessible and usable website.
May I ask one more question?
Yes.
Do you find that those people that you're training become the trainers also and spread this information for you?
Esperemos que al menos cumplan con los estándares.
Well, our first hope is, first of all, let them satisfy the standards within their organizations.
Para nosotros sería ese el éxito.
That would be a success.
Y con respecto a lo de la capacitación y demás, cada vez que termina el taller que vamos generando, la información se publica en el website.
We publish the information from each workshop on the website. So you have access to each of the workshops on the web.
Entonces por eso ahí se puede compartir la información.
So that lets us, gives us the opportunity of sharing the information.
That's
huge. And as I recall, that was one of the ways that people were persuaded to sign the manifesto, was that commitment that we will provide training and we will provide follow-up.
That's huge. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Great question.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Gastón Gómez y soy de Monterrey, egresado de la Universidad de Monterrey, de hecho.
My name is Gastón Gómez. I'm from Monterrey. In fact, I'm an alumni of the University of Monterrey.
Ahora estoy trabajando en TSTC en Harlingen, en una comunidad, en un colegio técnico.
I'm working right now in Harlingen in a community college.
Donde ayudamos a estudiantes con escasos recursos.
Where our focus is helping students that have scant resources.
Mi pregunta es, lo más importante, lo más medular, me imagino yo, es para el gobierno del estado de Nuevo León y la Universidad de Monterrey es entrenar al usuario, que al final de cuentas es el que va a usar este tipo de páginas.
My question is that, and maybe this is the key issue, is how do you train the user, the person that is going to come in and try to use the website for themselves? How are you providing training to the users themselves?
En lo personal, me gustaría saber qué está haciendo el gobierno del estado y la Universidad de Monterrey para dar a conocer ese tipo de información, por ejemplo, en otras universidades, por ejemplo, la Universidad de Nuevo León.
I would like to find out what the state government and the University of Monterrey are doing in as far as promoting, making other people, other entities aware of this concept, for instance, in other universities like the University of Nuevo León.
La cual es una universidad pública donde
the University
el grueso
of Nuevo León
de
is
los
a public university.
Van a estar siendo educados por ellos.
Where there's, you know, a lot of people are being educated there, and how have they come aboard?
Primero, Gastón, una aclaración.
First, Gastón.
La intención de nosotros no es capacitar al usuario.
Is not to,
es quien
users.
Genera los contenidos y quien
is to
prepara los portales para los ciudadanos.
Content,
es de quien estamos entrenando. El ciudadano no se tiene que preocupar por recibir una capacitación.
Because
él lo hace a su manera.
The citizen has
tenemos
to,
que
you know,
hacer
has
nada
to get his own training in his own
way.
And what we're trying to do is to make sure that the standards are met so that the John Q. Public could step through the door and find it.
Y como comentaba al principio,
and
manifiesto
as I was saying at the beginning, the Nuevo León Manifesto
que hemos estado tratando de impulsar para beneficio propio del gobierno del estado.
First,
¿no?
For the benefit of the state government.
Es la vinculación que tenemos con las universidades.
Our vinculation
para
with
poder
other universities.
Vaya transmisión
in order to increase
the
to provide this
sí,
to other universities,
hecho,
we are working on this. And there's a lot of influence
la,
as state government with the autonomous University of Nuevo León. We work with them closely, and with the university work closely with the University of Monterrey.
Y con el TEC.
And with the Monterrey Tech.
And before I leave, I just want to invite you to Monterrey. It's a beautiful place, and we are all welcome.
Sí. Aquí lo que les puse es algunas legislaciones. Esta es la página de legislación y periódico.
This is,
la parte legal
legislation
de la
and the official
que,
gazette of the state government.
Que le damos al ciudadano.
And this
y
is where the
en algunas de estas partes
framework is
no hemos hecho mucho, mucha publicidad como tal, pero ya hay leyes.
There
para
are certain places we've not done a lot of publicity, you know,
for, pueden bajar con el formato MP3 para escuchar la legislación completa.
There's already formats for instance, people can download the there's different laws. There's at least 25 different laws that are already that can be downloaded in MP3 format, so people can actually hear the law even if they can't read it.
Así es. Nada más que, pues bueno, para el volumen de información que manejamos,
given the volume of information that
pues
we have
obviamente
to handle,
no tenemos el, la mayor cantidad de leyes en ese formato.
We
pero
don't have all. We don't have the majority of laws already in MP3 format.
Thank you guys for coming out. We really appreciate it, and your insights are invaluable. My question is regarding how tourism and in particular ecotourism dollars have impacted your cause, whether you've been able to utilize any of those dollars. I know that those tourists are going to be taking advantage of those Wi-Fi networks, and I imagine researchers from different universities across the U.S. and Mexico going to different places like Monterrey and Cuatro Ciénegas and all of these beautiful locations will be utilizing these services. Will you be taking advantage of those assets?
Okay.
¿En qué forma?
Le entendí.
Perdón. I'm with you.
De hecho, con respecto a todo lo que es la promoción turística del Estado de Nuevo León,
regarding all the promotion of the state of Nuevo León, the gentleman whose picture you see there,
Jorge Cantú Valderrama,
is Mr. Jorge Cantú Valderrama.
En estos momentos, al mismo tiempo, estamos teniendo un chat interactivo con él,
we have an interactive
con los ciudadanos, para promover la estrategia del próximo Semana Santa. Para nosotros comienza la próxima semana, las vacaciones de dos semanas.
Semana Santa, during Holy Week, because you know Holy Week starts next week, and that's when we have our big vacation.
Entre miércoles y jueves sale una nueva página de turismo donde se promueve toda la información turística del estado.
We'll be presenting a new web page promoting tourism in the state of Nuevo León. ¿Y él es qué?
Él es el director general de la Corporación de Desarrollo Turístico del Gobierno del Estado.
The gentleman whose
es el secretario de turismo
Jorge Cantú
estatal.
Is the secretary of tourism for the state of Nuevo León.
Thank you very much.
So, and thank all of you for coming. I really appreciate it. And I would recommend anyone to go to Monterrey. It was wonderful. We were so warmly received. And in that spirit, we brought a bottle of Don Julio to share with you all. We have them poured out here. And I'd like to toast to Javier and Marta and the great work that you're doing. And please stay in touch with this community and let us know how we can help you and support you. Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you.